For all its hullabaloo as a gateway to summer and a time for hope, Bealtaine certainly comes with its fair share of foreboding and dread. Between evil eyes, pissogues, and a whole host of no-nos, from borrowing to marrying to bathing, digging, lighting a fire, or whitewashing, one would think that the wisest course of action on May Eve and May Day was to stay in bed and not budge. However harsh its customs may have been, there was a neighbouring summer day regarded with even greater dread, that of Whitsunday. The seventh Sunday after Easter is regarded by the Irish as the unluckiest of all days, and was referred to by one young subscriber's grandparents in the 1938 Folklore Commission as a contrary day. This was considered a most threatening time, when evil was everywhere. Lady Jane Wilde doesn't mince her words in her evaluation of it. Whitsuntide is a very fatal and unlucky time. Especially beware of water then, for there is an evil spirit in it, and no one should venture to bathe, nor to sail a boat for fear of being drowned, nor to go on a journey where water has to be crossed. And everything in the house must be sprinkled with holy water at Whitsuntide to keep away the fairies, who at this season are very active and malicious, and bewitch the cattle and carry off young children, and come up from the sea to hold strange midnight revels, when they kill with their fairy darts the unhappy mortal who crosses their path and prize at their mysteries. Superstitions usually have some provenance to help explain them. The cross quarter days of Bealtaine and Samhain are liminal, and thus the other world has greater access to us then. But Whitsunday's bad reputation cannot be traced back to any such explanation. In my own research on fishing lore, there are many villains, from the red-haired woman to whistling, to the colour blue, to pigs, to walnuts, no less. My thinking is that some unfortunate nautical event occurred, and in an effort to explain the calamity, one of the above candidates that featured on the day got the blame. Whitsunday is always at the height of the summer, and is closely associated with holidaying, so there is a greater chance of people engaging with water. The chances of drowning occurring are going to be higher than at any other time of the year, but the old veneer of evil and misfortune seem to be tagged in as the real reasons, not just as a statistical probability. Water was regarded as having an evil spirit in it at this time of year, with an old myth gaining traction that stated that all those who had drowned would rise up on Whitsunday and force the living to join them through drowning. Loch Earn lore maintained that the loch took one per soul every Whit Monday. Throughout Ireland, but particularly in coastal regions or near lochs, a fear about the dangers of going near water on Whitsunday or Whitmonday grew stronger. The danger of drowning on Whitsuntide posed a special threat to any water user. In coastal counties such as Donegal and Kerry, it was custom to prevent boats going out to sea and stop people from going anywhere near the seafront during Whitsunday and Whitmonday. Considering the power and prominence of the sea, it doesn't come as a great surprise that there is a designated day in folklore to properly acknowledge its destructive force and at times menacing presence. The landscape certainly has enough superstitions associated with it, so it figures that there's one designated day to fear the ubiquitous, mysterious mass that is water. However, Whitsunday also seeps into the fate of any newborn on that day. A child born on Whitsunday was known as a Kigisha, who was destined to kill or be killed, which was known as the spell of the wicked hand. To prevent this event happening, a fly or a worm was crushed in the child's hand. Another method of breaking the spell was placing the same child in a shallow grave for a short while. Tusla, how are you? In better news for the Kigisha, they had the gift to successfully strike anything they aimed at. A wag might argue that a Kigisha by birthright would be natural as an assassin then, so.